excuse me while I whip this out.
Dirty Radio Classics.
Coming up next, it's This, That, and the Other.
This, That, and the Other.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is...
Troy Patrick Farrell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Let's start the party.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Welcome to This, That, and the Other with your host, a true rock god.
Come on, man.
Troy Patrick Farrell. Now get ready, because here comes the host.
We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live.
Troy Patrick Farrell.
His name is Mud.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, screw you. What's her name? Greta. Hey, what's happening, everybody? This, That, and the Other radio show. DirtyRadio.fm, Channel 2 Dirty Radio Classics. Getting on a little early today because we have an action-packed show for you today. That's what we do each and every week here, live and alive from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. I don't know what happened there. What? On Dirty Radio Classics, you guys are tuned in and turned up right now. 2 to 5 Pacific. How about that? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. If you saw the socials, I've been engaging in this social media, reels. Everybody's got to do videos and shorts, and you got to, you know. And I just look terrible on these things, so I'm using whatever filter there is available to me. But it is... It is what it is, as they say. I hate that term. Hey, sorry, Troy. I know you played 14 sets this weekend, but here's your $100. It is what it is. Okay, it is what it is. My favorite term. Yeah, dude. Hey, sorry, bro. We're going to go with the other drummer because he knows how to play piano, even though we're not going to play any piano at all. But, you know, it is what it is, bro. Okay, it is what it is. I hate that term. That's just what you say when, you know, sorry, man, we're going to have to put you death by firing squad. You know, it is what it is. So anyway, you guys are checking out another live edition of This, That, and the Other radio show. And I'm your host, Troy Patrick Farrell. The station is dirtyradio.fm on your internet browser, right? And then the channel is Channel 2, Dirty Radio Classics. Now, I have the potential opportunity to have a guest on that has not been on any interviews for quite some time. And if they decide they want to come on, we spoke yesterday briefly. We revisited it today. In fact, I'll check and see if I have any messages right now. I think he's coming on. Well, you know, I'm going to make an announcement. Tammy Down from Faster Pussycat will be doing his first interview in months. They've got a tour announcement. They've got their first show at a Counts Vamped in Las Vegas, of which Faster Pussycat and Vane are the start of a series put on in collaboration with the Dollar Loan Center, Chuck Brennan. Tammy Down, Faster Pussycat, by all accounts, is coming on the show to talk about the brand new single Motorbike, talk about their next tour. I want to ask him about his dynamics with Sam Bam Colton, who is not only in Dorothy, Butterside, but he's also in Faster Pussycat, and now most recently just played Eastern Europe, sold out shows with Godsmack, you know. So how do you navigate all that with a guitar player so busy? And, you know, of course, if you've not lived under a rock, you know, Tammy's had a rough couple months, and we're not going to get into all that, but I'm going to let him lead the conversation, but it is his first interview since the tragedy, and we'll see what he has to say. We're going to lean on him to guide us through that light because, you know, it ain't my place, but I'm happy that he will be coming on and talking about the tour, and listen, whatever he says, and we'll go with that.
This is This, That, and the Other. Breaking news.
All right, kids. Hey, brand new from Falling in Reverse in Marilyn Manson. Hey, want to let you know in about 5-10 minutes, give or take, Tammy Down from the band Faster Pussycat will be making his first interview in quite some time to talk about the brand new tour coming up and this brand new song called Motorbike coming up right now here on This, That, and the Other radio show, DirtyRadio.fm, Channel 2, Dirty Radio Classics. Can somebody stop the breaking news music for crying out loud? Jesus Christ. What kind of operation you running here?
This is Tammy from Faster Pussycat, and you're listening to This, That, and the Other show with Troy Patrick Farrell on Dirty Radio Classics.
Kids, breaking in right now. Tammy Down giving me a call. Hey, brother, let's answer that phone. Tammy, how you doing, bro?
Hey, brother. What's happening?
Hey, you are. We're just spinning a little bit of Pirate Love, but we spun the brand new single, Motorbike, in anticipation of your stateside tour. Kind of happens every year right around this time, starting here in Las Vegas. And we were talking about Counts Vamped, a place that you've played many times, and a place that you're going to make some final last memories of when you play there very soon at a sold-out show with Vane. First of all, how you doing? It's been a minute.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's hot here in L.A. right now. I'm sure it's hotter out there, but it's trying to get stuff ready for tour. You know, it's gathering the masses, gathering the shit, gathering the stuff and trying to remember where everything was packed and put away from last year and doing that, you know.
Right on.
Getting ready to go out next week, so just trying to gather the stuff. So
do you have any thoughts about, I mean, you know, Counts Vamped is one of those places, you know, legendary here in its own right, being in Las Vegas around for 16 years. Certainly not the history of a whiskey or whatever, but I mean, hey, you know, it's all relative for a place like that to exist for.
Yeah, we've been going there since it opened, since I remember it was Feel Good. I don't think we played there when it was Feel Good, but that's when I met Danny and doing my motorcycle trips and stuff like that. And we got to be friends, and then it's Vamped now, and I'm like, right on. And we've been playing there ever since, so it's like since it opened. So
yeah, and they've added Vane to the bill. The show is now officially sold out. Tickets are no longer available for that, so you know, if you want to see Tammy and the boys, you're gonna have to stand outside in the parking lot and listen through the wall. But any memories of that place, and what are your thoughts, where do we play now in Vegas when Vamp leaves us at the end of June?
I'm sure we'll find some place. I'm sure we'll find some place to get thrown out of. At least right now we're older. We tore shit up then. Just like Danny and Corey, you know, it was like the club's like a staple in Vegas and stuff too, but it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to run a club and do it for that many years. And it's not just a club, it's a restaurant, you got your employees, and it's in fucking Vegas, so it's like, you know, it takes a lot of work to do that, and it gets, you know, you get burn on stuff, everybody does. And it's like, I've promoted clubs over the years, it just, they run their course, and they just get harder to keep up, and it's just, you just kind of get, you lose interest in the day-to-day, you don't lose interest in the fun nights and the parties and the good shows. That's always fun. It's the other shit that wears you down, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like being in a band, you know, it's just the other side of it. You know, we need our club owners as much as the clubs need the bands. But you know, you've kept Faster Pussycat going on for, where are you guys at? Are you guys close to 40 years now?
Pretty close.
Pretty crazy.
Two more years, yeah. It's like since 87.
So. Yeah, and putting on brand new material that sounds like Faster Pussycat, you know, and we just spun Motorbike. It's a great tune. Obviously, you're an avid motorcycle rider. When's the last time you actually owned a car?
I still have a car.
Oh, you still have
a
car.
I just never drive it.
It's no fun, man. Can't lane split and shit like that, you know. But
I know we've done some riding together, me and you.
Yeah, so yeah, we've had some
road trips. We've had some fun.
Yeah. So what's the song Motorbike about? I mean, outside of the obvious.
It's just basically a double entendre too about just getting busy with that lady and hitting the road, and just it's a combination of all of the above. It's, you know, I've been working on that song for a long time and just finally got it done the right way. You know, we tracked that over at Gilby's way back like a decade ago almost, and then changed this up, did this over, had Frankie do some backgrounds on it.
Oh, cool. Frankie Clark.
Redid the drums back over at Gilby's, and just, yeah. So we just finally just, that's what I've been doing for the last few years, is just putting out tracks, you know what I mean? Doing a new track and a B-side, and we're doing we did that with an NXS cover on the B-side. The other one was Johnny Thunder's cover, and now the next one we're working on is a song called Pretty Ugly, which is basically about the Pretty Ugly Club.
Yeah, I remember that.
and the B-side of that right now, it's up in the air right now, but I've been working on a cover of One Thing Leads to Another. That's pretty fucking heavy and pretty cool too. So,
did you guys release? Did you release the NXS tune? Because I love when you guys do that one.
It's on. It's coming out next month.
Okay,
but it's on the B side of the vinyl.
Gotcha. Yeah, because so, the B side of what? Because we just spun Pirate Love too.
It's on the B side of the actual 7-inch vinyl.
Oh, kick ass! That's awesome.
That's out available. Now we'll have it on the road too. We'll have it on tour. We'll have it for sale.
Yeah.
Then it comes out digitally on the, I want to say the 13th of June. So.
Oh, right on, right in the middle of the tour, which is going to so far right now the first week of July. Let me ask you about touring and having well, he's not so much of a new member anymore, but Sam Bam Colton, who's been very busy most recently out with Godsmack. What are your thoughts? The kids,
he was just got back from a run with Dorothy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a superstar. He's like, he's so humble. He's amazing. He's a great kid. He's like my little angel. I love the guy more than anything.
Yeah, and great asset. Great
he's,
dude.
He's been there. He's been there with me through all the shit that I've just been through, and he's just been a fucking blessing. So he's awesome. Kieran, the other kid, little leprechaun. he's from Scotland, but still a leprechaun in my. But he's awesome too. It's just, I got a good bunch of guys. You know, I got some tenor and the Chad, and so and it's a good family. So
yeah,
I'm happy. And we're getting ready to go out and do a bunch of dates with the Super Suckers, too. So
how cool is that? Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I just talked to Eddie yesterday, so it was good catching up with him and stuff, too. So
right on, right on.
I'm looking forward to it.
How do you work that out, having Sam and, you know, a couple high-profile bands that have been, you know, pretty busy with schedules? How do you work out this tour with him?
I just let him kind of decipher it. And some shows, we'll book around. You know what I mean? I'll just try to figure out what he's doing. I want to hold him back. He's this amazing kid, and I just want him to be able to have the world, you know what I mean? So we're just working around. There's a date on this tour that Sam, we got a friend of ours that's a friend of Sam's that we met through Sam, this kid Chris, that Sam showed him the stuff. He filled in for us on a show. Who was last tour? I can't remember. He did a great job. And he's always on backup just in case when Sam's flying in the day of. You know, Chris is there. Chris can play all the stuff Sam does, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I mean, you've been in this business for decades, well, or more, but doing Faster Pussycat, doing a couple different things along the way, and, you know, keeping a solid unit of guys that are loyal and your bros in this day and age are so hard to find. Plus, you know, when people aren't available, typically most people just fly somebody else in and that's it. But, you know, you've found a way to kind of work. Hey, Sam, what's your schedule looking like this year? Find me 6 weeks and I'll put a tour together, and he's right there for you on day one. And I think that's really cool.
I prefer not to play without Sam. So it's like, you know, but I understand, you know, BLO do what he's just such a workaholic too. He's just like flies from here to there, to there, to there. But I just, you know, if there's a thing where Sam's going to be gone for this period, I'm like, don't book us for that, because I'd rather play a show with Sam Bowen, because he's that good.
Yeah.
I'll rearrange stuff for him because, you know, he's just that good. And I just love being on stage with him and him playing. It's just awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important to have, you know, to keep those guys happy, because they're there for you. And that's, so, like I said, in this business, it's so far and few between. Somebody falls out or whatever, boom, you just get another guy and you throw him in there, and it's like it never happened. So,
Danny on the other hand.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you talked about these guys and how they've been for you the past couple months, and we're not going to dive into all that stuff, but how are you mentally preparing for this? Your first tour?
I'm just not. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, I guess. That's what I'm doing. So I'm just out there just talking to my friends. Just that's all I'm doing. Just talking to my peeps, getting shit ready to go, talking to Chad, talking to Sam Bam, dealing with our agent, dealing with other stuff, dealing with stuff that's all moving forward. Just doing that, trying to keep positive and just, you know, to move on with my day. You know what I mean? Just try to check and make as positive as possible.
You guys recently had a show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. They just announced their lineup coming up for August. It feels like that thing happens more and more every year. But how was?
I know they got a birthday. I think twice, two or three times a year now.
Most people. Go ahead.
It's always pretty fun, so it's cool.
Yeah, do you have a good time there? That was your first show in a minute.
Yeah, it was a little tough, but it was fucking off the hook.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was very emotional, but it was good.
Tame Me Down from Faster Pussycat, fasterpussycat.com. They start their tour on the 30th here in Las Vegas with Vane. And then you got Super Suckers, a bunch of openers that will be joining you the first couple days in Texas on the 4th at the Wildcatter. And then it's full steam ahead until the first week of July. Brand new single, Motorbike, and I just wanted to let you know, a lot of people care about you out there, and I appreciate you spending some time just to come on, pop in, let people know you're okay, and you've got a tour, you got full steam ahead, brand new single, and you're gonna go out there, kick ass, and you know, just stay fucking tried true and tamey. That's all we can ask for.
Thanks, brother. Anything for Troy. TPF, baby.
I appreciate you coming on, man, and for doing the public check-in, because it's been a minute, and we're all rooting for you, bro. We love you. And I love you too, man. All right. You be well, though. Thanks.
Thanks, brother. Later.
Tame Me Down, everybody, from Faster Pussycat, coming on the show here live. Hit him up yesterday, and wanted to just have a check-in with him, and he says, hey, let's pop on for a couple minutes. Let's talk about the tour. Let's talk about whatever. You know, obviously, real tragic situation happened on the 80s cruise a couple months ago, and he's done one show, and he mentioned it was emotional, but he's got a good core of guys around him. Sam Bam Colton, now in Godsmack, been playing with Dorothy forever, Butterside, and he, you know, makes a schedule based on the availability of his guys that are standing by his side through thick and thin. And in this industry, loyalty is something that just doesn't exist anymore. Everybody's looking for the paycheck. And once the paycheck stops here or something gets a little weird here, you know, boom, squirrel, we go somewhere else. And it happens in this industry. You got to protect your brand. So if you know, somebody can't do a gig because maybe it's been a terrible diagnosis or something, whatever, we'll just get another guy in there. But in the case of Allison Chains, they didn't do that. They have postponed all their shows until further notice. And, you know, Tamey has the same loyalty for his guys, you know, including Sam Bam, that he builds a tour around his availability because he wants them up there on stage. And it seems like off stage. And that's real important. It's, you know, it's always the other, you know, talk about being in this business and getting paid, and you know, you don't get paid for the 2 hours you're on stage. You're there because you want to be there, but it's all the other stuff that goes around it. Those other 22 hours, the travel, the drama, your personal life, your health. Did the t-shirts get printed right? Are they going to make it to the gig on? Like, it's all that other stuff. And when you've got another crew of guys supporting you and helping you out with all that stuff, you can't put a price tag on it. And so we're all real proud of Tamey. Glad he's getting out there and kicking ass. I'm going to see him at Counts Vamp, despite the fact that they're sold out. I'm going to see if I can somehow sneak my way in there, and we'll see how it goes. Anyway, this, that, and the other radio show, it's what we do here. That's why you tune in live, folks, because even if we don't get a chance to announce a guest, I wanted to give Tamey the opportunity yesterday to say, hey, check in with me tomorrow if you're up for coming on and talking for a few minutes. Right? It was easier than the dentist, right? Not too bad. I appreciate him coming on. We all do truly care about him and wish him well. A safe travel for the next couple months when he leaves Vegas and heads eastward. FasterPussycat.com is where you can find out all those dates. Hey, it's Troy Patrick Farrell from This, That, and the Other radio show. Tune in to This, That, and the Other every Wednesday live from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here only at Dirty Radio Classics.
From Pink Floyd to the Beatles to Guns N' Roses, Dirty Radio Classics.